It is Brian and Trisha, and our morning conversation today, do you use wooden spoons in the kitchen? And if you do, do you boil them to clean them? All of this started from, there's a kitchen challenge right now, and a judge on MasterChef Australia posted something about this a while back, talking about how to clean them. So you're supposed to boil them for 20 minutes, and then all the stuff in them just kind of comes out, and then your water looks disgusting.
I know you're not supposed to soak them in soapy water because wooden spoons will absorb the soap, and then your food will start tasting like soap.
Well, the soap really is not my concern.
It's the bacteria.
It's whatever is built up in there. I use wooden spoons. I like wooden spoons.
I hate them. I'm not into it. I don't like it. We have a wooden spoon, and Donna's the only one who cooks with it, but she likes it, and that's okay. That's her thing.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to go home and throw all my wooden spoons away.
I'm all about the rubber spatulas with the silicone and everything.
Yes, the silicone that is heat resistant.
Uh-huh.
So...
Because nothing can absorb into them. They're not porous.
The wooden spoons, the way you clean them, if you have to boil them for 20 minutes after
they'll come apart after a while.
Well, but I mean, who wants to spend 20 minutes boiling a wooden spoon after you use it? That's not very time effective.
Yeah.
So anyway, we want to know, and this may be a learning experience because I didn't know that they absorbed all that gunk.
It's open pores. It's natural fibers. It's wood.
What about cutting boards?
All of our cutting boards are plastic.
Well, plastic can absorb too. Like you get that stuff like in the grooves.
There are no grooves because these are, try to explain, basically they're really, really thick, heavy grade of food grade plastic.
Okay.
So there are no pores. And all of them go in the dishwasher where it's like 1,000 degrees
well,
and it scalds the
yes,
heck
I
out
have
of them.
One plastic cutting board and then I have two glass cutting boards.
Yeah, glass is
safe.
So
the glass is the better way to go for me. So the plastic one, as soon as you cut on it, there's a line in it. And so you can see where stuff, so I don't use that except for like occasionally, but everything, all that goes in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Yuck. So if you have wooden cutting boards, I would be thinking you'd have to boil that for 20 minutes.
None of our knives have wooden handles either. Same reason. They just hold germs.
Okay.
I'm all about some plastic. I love plastic.
So, yeah, if you have wooden spoons, if you dare, test it. Boil it for 20 minutes and see what it looks like. I'm just throwing them away.
No bueno.
just throwing them away.
I'm not down with the wooden spoon. Never have been, never will be.
The Killers, Somebody Told Me. We are Quixie 98.3. Speaking of somebody telling me, the wooden spoons that you have in your kitchen.
They're gross.
Apparently, they like harbor all kinds of bacteria.
Yep.
So that's our morning conversation. Do you use wooden spoons? If so, do you boil them for the 20 minutes that are recommended in order to clean them out? So I said I use wooden spoons, but I realized mine are bamboo. And somebody had mentioned on our Facebook post that theirs are bamboo. And so I looked it up and bamboo says that it does not absorb. So it doesn't absorb water the way that wood does.
Hmm.
So it won't harbor the bacteria that contaminate the spoons. So I think mine are okay, but I still think I'm going to go ahead and boil mine just in case.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. So I guess you need to check to see if yours are bamboo or wood.
Or just stop using them.
No.
It's all about the silicone and plastic, man. Oh, let's go to the phones. Hi, it's Brian and Trisha.
Hey, I'm with you on those wooden spoons.
Are you?
Well, with my grandma she used a wooden spoon, but she didn't use it to cook with. She used it as a discipline tool.
Oh.
There's been many times I've had my back porch painted red, so with a wooden spoon. So, yeah, I don't want to have any wooden spoons even in the area.
So you they don't think of them as a cooking utensil. You remember them fondly as a punishment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't like
a wooden spoon. I'm like, oh, dear Lord. Me having soup.
That's why I don't like fly swatters or yardsticks to this very day. My meemaw would wear me out with one.
We probably need to bring that back into society, you know?
Maybe. I don't know.
I know. Some people probably be offended, but you know how it is. Anyway, yeah, when you were talking about wooden spoons, first thing came to my mind was like, shh, I don't like those things.
Well, thank you for calling and sharing.
All right. You kids have a greater day.
You too. Bye.